I'm Bob Lennox, KEDM News. A Delhi man died in a New Year's Day crash on Louisiana 17 in Franklin Parish. State police responded to a crash involving two vehicles just after 3 p.m. on Thursday. The investigation revealed a pickup truck driven by a 16-year-old male from Winsboro was traveling south on Highway 17 when it crossed the center line into the northbound lane. After crossing the center line, it struck a small car driven by 47-year-old Drew Randolph. After impact, both vehicles exited the roadway and came to rest in a ditch. Randolph, who was restrained, was pronounced dead at the scene by the Franklin Parish coroner. The 16-year-old driver was taken to a local hospital for minor injuries. With statewide elections taking place this year and the possibility of Governor Bobby Jindal announcing a run for president, 2015 expects to be another wild year in Louisiana politics. Political analyst Bernie Pinsonat says Republican U.S. Senator David Vitter is the front runner in the governor's race, but there are other strong candidates.
Jay Darden, the lieutenant governor. You've got Scott Angel, the public service commissioner. You've got John Bell Edwards, who's a state legislator. And then you've got what will Mitchell Andrew do? So the governor's race has a lot of uncertainty.
Pinsonat says we can expect an announcement early this year from Jindal on running for president. He says the governor may have to announce his intention sooner than originally planned because of former Florida Governor Jeb Bush's entrance into the race.
It forces their hand to run a little earlier because you can't sit there and let Jeb Bush get too far ahead.
Pinsonat says it's unclear how involved Jindal will be with state matters in his final year in office, especially if he's focused on the 2016 presidential race. Louisiana's Economic Development Secretary Stephen Moray is anticipating significant job growth in 2015. Louisiana Radio Network's Scott Carwile has more.
Over the past couple of years, the state has announced several major economic development projects, and Moray says some of those companies will move into their new facilities this year.
Like the Bell Helicopter Project in Lafayette, the IBM project in Baton Rouge.
IBM will employ 800 workers in the capital city, and Moray says software development and digital interactive media will be the fastest growing industry sector in Louisiana over the next year. Scott Carwile reporting.
This is KEDM News.